Welcome to Kingdom Reformation, where we explore what it means to return to the original patterns of the Church. Spirit-led, kingdom-centered, and movement-minded, today's episode begins far from the pulpit, deep in the heart of the Australian outback. Out there, in the heat and dust of the outback, ranchers face a challenge. How do you keep cattle from wandering in a landscape so vast that fencing it all in would be absurd? Their answer: they don't build fences, they dig wells. They tap into underground aquifers, deep sources of cool, life-giving water. And because the cattle's thirst is satisfied, they stay close. Not because they're restricted, but because they're refreshed. And that image right there, it's not just ranching wisdom, it's apostolic insight, it's kingdom strategy. Today, we face a crisis in the Church. Not just of doctrine or mission, but of leadership design. Many have traded spiritual authority for control. Instead of fathering movements, we are managing systems. Instead of creating places of presence, we're enforcing programs and titles. But God is calling His Church to return to a simple, powerful truth: dig wells, don't build fences. Michael Frost and Alan Hirsch offer a helpful paradigm here. Bounded sets versus centered sets. Bounded sets focus on who's in and who's out. They're defined by external markers, denominational lines, doctrinal boundaries, behavioral codes. Centered sets, on the other hand, are defined by orientation. Are you moving toward the center, toward Jesus? In this kind of culture, leaders stop trying to control the edges and instead become well diggers, creating deep, Christ-saturated environments, where people encounter the living water. John 4:14 says, "Whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst again." That's our role, to lead people to that water. Jesus is the well. When we look at apostolic leadership in the New Testament, Paul, Barnabas, Priscilla, Aquila, we don't see empires. We see movements, decentralized communities, not central headquarters. Relationships built on trust, not positional control. Covenant partnerships, not denominational bureaucracy. Releasing of leaders, not hoarding of platforms. This was fivefold ministry, functioning as spiritual family. They weren't gatekeepers, they were well diggers, drawing people to the water of the Spirit and the Word. So what does it mean to dig a well in today's context? Let's walk through 10 practical ways apostolic leaders create these life-giving spaces. First, mentor like Jesus. Jesus didn't merely deliver sermons to crowds. He invited a small group into his inner life. Apostolic leaders must recover the power of proximity, doing life with those we are raising up. Wells are dug through intentional, relational mentoring that models not just ministry, but maturity, humility, and dependence on the Spirit. The goal is not to make clones of ourselves, but to help others discover Christ within them. Second, send others early. Jesus sent out the 70 before they were fully ready. Why? Because being sent matures us in ways sitting never will. Apostolic leadership involves sending people into real mission, trusting the Holy Spirit to meet them in their going. This kind of sending enlarges faith, develops spiritual discernment, and draws people deeper into dependence on Jesus, the true well. We grow when we go. Third, partner together. Jesus sent his disciples out in pairs. Why? Because the kingdom is built through covenantal partnership, not lone ranger leadership. Apostolic leaders must foster a culture of collaboration, where no one labors alone and the weight of the mission is shared. This kind of spiritual companionship produces resilience, mutual encouragement, and greater fruitfulness. Fences divide, wells gather. Fourth, make space for risk. Wells are discovered when we step beyond what's safe and familiar. Apostolic leaders create environments where it's okay to take Spirit-led risks, whether it's pioneering a new work, prophesying for the first time, or leading beyond your comfort zone. Risk is part of revival. Leaders who dig wells release others into water-walking faith. knowing Jesus is always near when we dare to step out. Fifth, provide what's needed. Jesus asked his disciples if they lacked anything. The answer was no, because he ensured they were equipped. Apostolic leaders are generous well diggers. They resource emerging leaders with tools, training, spiritual covering, and emotional support. When people feel resourced, not just used, they thrive. And when they thrive, the kingdom multiplies. Sixth, lead by serving. The greatest wells are dug with a towel, not a title. Apostolic leadership is marked by servanthood. Jesus washed the feet of those he led and then said, "Do the same." True leaders don't demand loyalty, they demonstrate love. The more deeply we serve, the more authority we carry. Leadership in the kingdom flows from humility, not hierarchy. Seventh, prioritize presence. When Jesus appeared to his disciples after the resurrection, he didn't hand out org charts. He breathed on them. Apostolic leaders must prioritize cultivating an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit is welcome, not just programmed around. Presence precedes power. When people are invited to drink deeply from the well of his Spirit, they are transformed, not by systems, but by encounters. Eighth, empower others. Jesus didn't build an audience. He built apostles. He commissioned disciples to go, teach, and baptize, not to simply attend and consume. Apostolic leadership must resist the temptation to gather crowds and instead multiply leaders who can disciple others. Wells are not meant to be destinations. They're sources that flow outward. Leaders empower others to become wells themselves. Ninth, cultivate transparency. The early church was a place of confession, healing, and restoration, not performance. Apostolic leaders cultivate authenticity and vulnerability. When we model transparency, we give others permission to come out of hiding and step into healing. Deep wells require the removal of surface-level facades. A transparent leader helps others find the courage to be whole. And 10th, celebrate growth. When the 70 returned from their mission, Jesus didn't just evaluate their performance. He celebrated their obedience. Apostolic leaders make space to reflect, rejoice, and recalibrate. We don't just move from task to task. We pause to give thanks, learn lessons, and build memory stones. Celebration deepens connection and honors the work of the Spirit in and through others. This is what it means to dig wells. It's not flashy, but it's faithful. It's not controlling, but it's compelling. Let's be honest. Most church systems today still mirror institutional frameworks. Top-down authority is replaced with fathering and co-laboring. Formal membership gives way to voluntary covenant relationships. Bureaucratic governance is exchanged for mutual trust and Spirit-led unity. Brand loyalty is surpassed by kingdom allegiance. And program discipleship shifts into incarnational, reproducible, life-on-life formation. What's needed is not more efficiency, but more presence. More fathers and mothers, more wells. Digging wells takes time. It demands maturity to resist empire building, humility to relinquish control, and security to platform others who may surpass us. But the reward is lasting. You raise up saints, not spectators. You empower peers, not dependents. You multiply movements, not maintain monuments. As Paul once wrote, you have countless instructors, but not many fathers. That gap still exists, and it's our turn to step into it. If this resonates with your spirit, if you're longing to trade fences for wells, control for covenant, and platform for presence, consider this an invitation. Join the Kingdom Reformation Community, a global family of leaders committed to restoring the New Testament blueprint. Want to learn more or go deeper? Head to kingdomreformation.org and read the full article by Glenn Bleakney. While you're there, sign up for the Kingdom Reformation Community and access our monthly Zoom sessions, teaching resources, leadership cohorts, and more. We even offer a free subscription tier to help you get started. This has been Kingdom Reformation. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep digging. God bless.